Children's story time.
I'm going to tell you a story, but first, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please bless these kids, bless the story, may they learn something from it, and may it benefit them and us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to tell you a story about a boy, but first, I'm going to tell you about a problem that happens in every home all around the world. The Bible says that men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Disobedient to parents. This boy that I'm going to tell you a story about, he would always run to whoever was calling him. His name was Samuel. When Samuel was a little boy, he was brought to the temple to serve God. One night, as Samuel was going to bed, he heard. Then he jumped up and he ran to Eli and he asked, "You called me?" Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed. Then he heard. He jumped up again and he ran to Eli. Then he said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." He said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Ooh, he was a little confused, but he went back to bed. Then he heard
Samuel.
Then he jumped up and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." So Eli finally realized that God was trying to talk to Samuel. So he said, "Next time he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel, a little excited, went back to bed. Then he heard. Then he sat up and said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord told Samuel what was going to become of Eli and his two disobedient sons. And it wasn't good news. So the Bible says, if we honor our parents, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. If we do that, we'll live eternally in heaven. And then we'll be very happy. So we have to learn to obey our parents. So now you guys can go right back to your seats.